Williams. That does.
CKUW 95.9 FM, homegrown in Winnipeg.
The following is an encore presentation from CKUW's archives.
Aaron Coe, CEO of Free Press and Free Press Action. We'll link to your new article, Warmongers Come for the Media. We'll be live streaming our 30th anniversary event at democracynow.org next Monday. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for joining us.
You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, and we acknowledge that we are broadcasting on Treaty 1 territory, the traditional and ancestral home of the Anishinaabe, Inuwak, Dakota, and Anishinaabe peoples, and the homeland of the Red River Métis. Welcome to Voyage. My goodness, March the 18th already. We're past St. Patrick's Day. We're past the Ides of March. We've successfully maneuvered our way through that. It still seems a little wintry out there, although there's a bit of a spring theme in some of the music I'm playing today. And look, the price of gas is up to, $1.66 for regular. Stay home and just listen to some great jazz for the next 3 hours. Don't go out. You don't need to rent your car. Just listen to some great music. As always, there'll be a wide variety in the world of jazz today. My name's Keith Black, and it is my pleasure to bring a lot of the current stuff and occasionally a nod in the rear view. And that will happen again today, too. So it's so stick around. There's good stuff. And let me outline what some of the good stuff is, and then I'll go back and do a more detailed introduction. Starting off with a new album by Canadian saxophonist Joel Miller. Following that, two groups with interesting names. The first one is called Polyglot, and that's out of Australia. And then back to Canada for the group called Bellbird, and a great group, actually. So there's two small groups there that do some great stuff. Following that, guitarist Mary Halverson from her latest. And then my historical segment today, I don't know what triggered this, but somewhere in the last week or so, I was drawn to listen to some great stuff by Sarah Vaughan. And it struck me that I hadn't played the Divine One here for a long, long time. So my historical segment today is from basically several compilations of her music. So Sarah Vaughan, you're going to hear some neat stuff from her in my historical segment. Following that, a brand new album by a Canadian saxophonist Quinton Nachoff that is again moving in different directions. He's always a restless and interesting composer arranger. Then Luke Morantz and Simon German with a very gentle album called Echoes. Drummer Chess Smith with a solo release that called The Self, logically, and I'll talk about that again later. If I have any time, there'll be a couple of other tunes maybe related to spring if I make it that far with a bit of time left. But to get back to the beginning, Joel Miller, as I say, is a Canadian saxophonist from the East Coast, actually, and his new album is called What If? And it has Miller on saxophones, Andrew Reed and Miller on acoustic bass, Danny Sametz on violin, Joel Cormier on percussion, and Silvio Pupo on piano. It's sort of listed as a bit of a crossover in that it has some classical as well as jazz and other riffs put together, but it's a really neat album. And I'm going to play a set of three tracks. They're relatively brief, quite brief, actually. First one is called Harvey. I'm not sure what the reference is there. Maybe a big rabbit. Who knows? Following that, Do Drop In, and then Nous Étoiles, Our Stars. Here is Joel Miller. saxophonist Joel Miller with some very neat, moody stuff there from his album called What If? That last track was called Nos Étoiles, and it's a very interesting album. As I mentioned, it specifically talks about the relationship he develops or has developed with his classical and jazz backgrounds, and reflected in the music. Very gentle in many ways. From What If? That was Joel Miller. And it's 10:14 Central Time. A lot of action in the newspapers all about at the time. This is now 10:14 Central Standard Time, which a lot of people think should be the way it is all year long. Other people say, no, it should be daylight saving time. No, it should be keep what we got, blah, blah, blah. Whatever time it is, you know, does anybody really know what time it is, as the old song says? But it is 10:15 now. If I keep talking, it'll be 10:16. So why don't I move along here? The Australian trio called Polyglot has recorded several albums. It's referred to as the Australian Japanese Trio. Their new album is called Beyond Words. And as it mentions, it deepens their exploration of cross-cultural exchange, traditional folk art, traditional performances, and jazz improvisation from India, Mongolia, and Japan. Polyglot is Steve Barry on piano and organ, and he's from Australia. Ko Omura on drums and tabla is Japanese. And Kozuki Oshikai is also bass and plays Morin Kuhr, K-H-U-U-R. I had to look that up. I didn't know what that was. It turns out it's a horse's head fiddle with two strings, and it's a Mongolian bowed instrument. So there is your Polyglot Trio. A really neat name for that group. I think it's not accidental at all. But I'm going to play a set from their new album called Before Words, Parusha. The second one was called Change After Dessert. I don't know if that means you spilled your creme brulee down your shirt. I'm not sure, but that's what it's called. And then the one after that is called Late River. Here is from Australia and Japan and Mongolia and all other sorts of neat places, Polyglot.
Thank you.
There's some very neat playing on that album, and what you heard is not representative of the whole album. There's a lot more sort of Asian influence in some of the other tracks. That's a trio called Polyglot, called the Australian-Japanese Trio, and their influences are obviously Japanese, they're Mongolian, Indian, as well as you heard, some relatively Western sounds as well. A neat album, and I had not been that aware just of a name, but I'm very pleased to have been able to catch this album. The trio is called Polyglot, and the Australian jazz scene is just absolutely amazing. And I know a little bit about it, and am usually finding out a lot more from contacts with my friend Maurice Hoag, who used to be a jazz host here, now is a jazz host online, and he is an expert and very well versed in the wide range of Australian jazz. So every now and then he drops a name, I follow it up, and it's always worthwhile. And you're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black, jazz between 10 and 1 live here on Wednesdays. So let's stay live and move along. Coming back to Canada now with the quartet called Bellbird out of Montreal. Their latest album is called The Call. Bellbird is Allison Burrick on alto and bass clarinet, Claire Devlin on tenor, Eli Davinovici on bass, and Millie Hong on drums. This is a really good group. I'm delighted with this latest release, and I liked their first one. I like this one too, and I hope that the other ones come out pretty soon, because I like those. I'm going to like those too, I can almost guarantee. Here is Bellbird with three tracks. Ftolo Green, the title track, The Call, and the third one is Morning Dove. Bellbird. I admit that I really like that quartet. The quartet is called Bell Bird out of Quebec. Their latest album called The Call, and I just heard a sample from that, and I think they really know what they're doing. I like their sound. I like the way they interpret each other's moves, and just a great LP. LP, yeah, probably an LP too. Every now and then my mind slips a cog back into the old days, an album. In this case, digital. I don't even own any albums anymore. They're all digital. So I don't know where LP came from. Anyhow, well, let me see now. It's 10:53 Central Time. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black. Well, moving on to a guitarist, Mary Halverson, a terrific guitarist with, I've mentioned a number of times, she has a sort of distinctive little sound she makes at times, and I don't do it justice when it's sort of like a little wah-wah at the end of some of her phrases that are very distinctive, and you can tell immediately this is very Mary Halverson playing. She's very, very good. One of her latest albums, if not the latest one, is called About Ghosts. And she has a sextet, which is called Amaryllis, that has Adam O'Farrell on trumpet, Jacob Garchik on trombone, Nick Dunstan on bass, Patricia Brennan on vibes, who has her own neat albums, and Thomas Fujiwara on drums. And on this album, that group is augmented by Brian Settles on tenor and Emmanuel Wilkins on alto. This is a really great album, About Ghosts. Going to play three tracks full of neon carved from an Evitidal. Here is Mary Halverson.